morning, Devin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Does it seem any different yet? I guess it will when you get to Indianapolis, but does it seem like just another week's worth of preparation up to this point?
Yeah, right now, you know, just going through meetings and going through practice seems like, you know, we're just preparing for a game, and we know it's a big game, but everyone's just preparing, and we've been on our regular routine.
Were you surprised your Rutgers coach Greg Schiano took the job in Tampa? Did you see that coming, Devin? Did you, when you played for him, did you think of him as a future NFL coach?
I knew he could be. We knew when he was coaching, he had an NFL background. You know, possibly, but you know, you just never know with those things. But I think it was an opportunity for him that he couldn't pass up. And when I was there, I felt he was a great coach, and I think had a great success in the NFL.
What makes, obviously most college coaches go to the pros. They struggle. It hasn't been a track record of much success for big-time college coaches jumping to the pros. What makes you think he'll be different? What about him is different?
I just think, you know, the background he started with in the NFL when he was coaching at the Bears, and just the way he goes about everything, he's always off program, kind of, similar to NFL organizations, and he tried to tell us that, you know, the meetings, how the meetings are set up, how we go from meetings to practice, and, you know, all those different little things that he tried to prepare us. You know, if we have that opportunity, I think he'll do just fine.
Belichick said when talking about Schiano that he gets guys ready for the National Football League. Is that what you're talking about with that answer, that Bill sees guys coming out of Rutgers who seem more prepared and more NFL ready than almost any other school he scouts?
Exactly. I think that speaks volumes of what he did at Rutgers and what he'll be able to do at the next level.
Hey, Devin, did you say anything to the official about getting grabbed by the face mask and yanked down on the touchdown in the AFC Championship game?
No, I didn't even notice until after the game when I seen the highlight. I just thought it was a stiff arm, and I was just trying to reach to get him down. And once I seen the replay, I noticed that.
You didn't think it was a penalty at the time or didn't feel that it was even a face mask at the time?
Nah, you know, the offensive guys always, you know, when they're sticking the stiff arm out there, they sometimes get a hold of the face mask, but that's not always called.
I assume you've already looked at some film of the Giants. Do you see any difference between the Giants from Week 9 and the Giants up to the NFC Championship game on Sunday?
They're playing very well. You know, even when we played them, it was a back-and-forth game, and I think now when you look at them, they're playing even better than they were playing then. And we'll be playing an offense that we're missing two key players. So it's just a little different watching them, knowing those guys will be out there. And we got to prepare to see them. Even though we prepared for them last game, you know, they weren't out there. So those two guys didn't get a chance to play again.
Eli is certainly not a running quarterback. I guess you could call him a scrambling quarterback. But isn't it really more a matter of moving around just a little bit to buy a little extra time and extend the play just a bit, giving his wide receivers some more time to get open?
Yeah, that's what he tries to do. But you also got to, you know, you got to know if you give him a lane, you know, he can take it and get whatever he can get before anyone comes down on him or chases him down behind. He's going to get, you know, he can get 15 to 20 yards if everyone's back is to him and he breaks out the pocket. So he's going to scramble around and try to throw the ball downfield, but we're prepared to know that he can scramble and get yards.
What have the veterans told you about going to the Super Bowl? Because obviously this is your first. What have the guys who've been there before told you?
They said, you know, just take advantage of the opportunity. But most importantly, they said, don't let everything distract you and make sure you prepare for the game. You know, they said it's a big thing. You know, not everyone gets to do this, but you always got to make sure that you're prepared and ready to go because that's what you'll remember the most.
Hey, quickly, just give us a little thumbnail sketch on their three wideouts, Cruz, Manningham, and Hakeem Nicks. How are they the same? How are they different?
I think the biggest thing when you describe them all together is they're explosive. You know, the biggest difference is, you know, they line up in different places, but they all have ability to make big plays. They just make it in different ways. You know, Cruz would catch an underneath pass, a crossing pass, and go the distance where, you know, Hakeem Nicks has caught in some passes around 15 to 20 yards and broken a tackle. You know, Manningham beat people over the top throughout the season. So, I mean, but they've all done each of those things throughout making catches and making plays. So you have to be prepared to stop those guys all over the field, whether it's a short pass, a long pass. They all create national problems.
Devin, good luck in Indianapolis. Enjoy the business trip. I assume that's what you're portraying it as, is a business trip, right?
Yeah, I like the way you said that.
Devin, we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Devin McCourty with Dennis and Callahan.